Welcome to TechNet Radio, your guide to the IT universe.
Hi, and welcome back to TechNet Radio. I'm Aurora Queen. This is our show for Tuesday, February 27th, 2007. Thanks for listening in today. So today we have another installment of How Microsoft Does IT, with How Microsoft IT Deployed Windows Vista Wireless Group Policy. In this interview, Michael Murphy speaks with Brian Davies. Brian's a technologist on the Identity and Access Management team, and he's responsible for managing the Active Directory and group policy within all Microsoft IT managed domains. So they discuss the team's design and deployment methods for the group policy rollout. And after that interview, I'll wrap it up with some URLs and information on webcasts for you. Here's Michael Murphy and Brian Davies on How Microsoft Does IT on TechNet Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another installment of TechNet Radio and How Microsoft Does IT. I'm Michael Murphy, and with me today is Brian Davies. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good.
And Brian is a technologist on the Identity and Access Management team. Brian's responsible for managing the Active Directory and group policy within all of Microsoft IT managed domains and providing product feedback to the Windows product group. Currently, he's working on the BitLocker drive encryption deployment, which is very exciting, I think, and maybe we should talk about that a little bit at the end, and has spent most of his 9-year career with Microsoft managing the Active Directory and group policy. And, Brian, I really appreciate you joining us today. We are here, of course, to discuss your most recent project, which was the rollout of the Windows Vista wireless group policy for the Microsoft campuses.
Yes.
What has that been like?
It was a long project. It involved a lot of different teams across IT. We had to obviously get the networking team involved. We had the product group involved, since they wanted us to start leveraging some of the newer wireless features in Vista. So it took a long time to get it going, just because of all the collaboration and coordination that we had to get across different teams. But it went well.
Before we talk too much about the process,
sure,
let's talk a little bit about the technology. So with Windows Vista, there are these improvements to group policy and wireless settings, right? I can control what networks my clients are allowed to connect to. I can have a variety of configuration options that I didn't have before. But can this technology be adapted into, say, a Windows 2003 domain that's running only XP clients?
Yeah,
or is this exclusively Vista?
No, it's not exclusively Vista at all. And that's one of the, I think, the great things the product group did with this feature is, I do want to mention, because this has come up, I've seen on some of the discussion alias, is that there are some schema requirements. So you do have some requirements to install some schema extensions, but you absolutely can deploy these settings in a Windows 2003 Forest environment that is just running Windows XP clients.
So just to be clear, right, for everybody, the schema is the definition of objects in Active Directory, and if I want to support these new policy settings in my 2003 domain, I've got to extend the Active Directory schema to support these objects.
That's correct.
Groovy. Go ahead.
So once you've done that, what that allows you to do is then you can then use a Vista machine and you have the option to create a wireless policy setting in Vista. So I want to make sure the actual act of configuring wireless policy settings through a group policy object is not a new concept. It's been available in Windows XP for some time. What they did in Windows Vista, though, is they gave you an option to have one wireless policy that controls your wireless settings for both your Vista machines and your Windows XP machines. It's a great interoperability because within the policy object, you actually define a Windows Vista policy, which has all of your Windows Vista specific settings, and then you create a Windows XP compatible wireless policy, and then you define your wireless policy settings for Windows XP. What the newer features are is you have the capability to configure some of the newer authentication and encryption methods.
Like AES.
AES, TKIP, WPA, WPA2 Enterprise. And you also have the option to support, for Vista only, this is a Vista-specific feature, you can define multiple levels of authentication and encryption for the same SSID. And what the Vista client will do is automatically connect to the profile that it will support.
Okay, so explain that to me a little bit more. I can create, I have an Active Directory domain. I have lots of clients out there in that domain. That hardware may be of varying age. What's the value to me in having this ability to granularly control a variety of policies within a single policy setting?
Well, it's one policy to manage,
okay.
So it's easier from that perspective. And then within that policy, you just define multiple profiles that will determine for, you know, you have what you would consider your strongest profile. I'm going to use WPA2 authentication, and I'm going to require AES encryption. So if you have newer top-of-the-line laptops with the newer networking equipment,
Where the wireless card is going to support that.
Where the wireless card is going to support that, because there are some hardware requirements for this too.
Right.
So they will use that profile. And then you keep going down the line. So what happens is when you roll this out, you still only have to manage one policy object. But that policy object contains multiple profiles. And you can start at the top of the stack and work your way down for as low as you're willing to support. Because what initially really drove this is at Microsoft internally, we're currently rolling out a new wireless SSID that's going to use newer hardware. I think we're using Aruba Gear specifically is what they're using, that will support all of this new authentication and encryption. And it was decided that in order for you to connect to this new SSID, you had to support a higher level of authentication and encryption, which currently you cannot configure that automatically with a Windows XP-based wireless policy. You can only configure those settings automatically with a Windows Vista wireless policy.
And if I configure those settings in a Windows Vista wireless policy, can I apply them to an XP machine?
Yes, you can.
I can.
So what you can't be as extensible, whereas Vista you can say for one SSID, I'm going to define here's profile 1, here's profile 2, here's profile 3 with varying levels of authentication and encryption. For Windows XP, you can still define a policy that will enforce or automatically configure a stronger level of authentication and encryption, but you can only define one authentication and encryption method per SSID. So that's the big difference between what you can do in Vista and what you can do in XP as far as the order of profiles that you create per SSID.
And to take advantage of the new group policy settings that you're describing, do I only have to extend the Active Directory schema, or is there something else that I need to do with my XP clients?
If you want to support the newer authentication encryption such as WPA2, there is a requirement of the installation of a hotfix on your Windows XP clients. But that hotfix is publicly available for download. It was released, I believe, in October or November of 2006. But it is available for download on the Microsoft website.
So I go out, I get that, I push it out to my clients, I extend the Active Directory schema, now I'm ready to use the new wireless group policy settings for Vista on XP.
Correct.
Right on.
Yeah. It allows you to, it's the thing is you have to remember is that it's not necessarily that you're using Vista policy specifically on an XP client. You're still defining an XP-based wireless policy, but you're just allowed to configure stronger levels of authentication and encryption. These are options you didn't have in a purely XP-based policy.
Got it.
And then the hotfix along with that allows your XP clients to actually consume that policy and then start automatically associating to and connecting to your SSID that contains the higher level of encryption and authentication requirements.
Nice. So that's what's new in Vista, and that's how I can leverage it in my current infrastructure as well as, you know, helping to plan for the future.
Sure.
Right?
That was the big driver for us behind it is we had this new SSID. We wanted to start using it. The networking team was complaining, saying, look, we're doing all this work. We're rolling out all this Aruba gear, and we're just not seeing very many people connect to it. And once we got the Windows Vista wireless group policy deployment rolling, we realized, okay, this is a way where we can still not start knocking people off of the wireless network because we have to provide all the backwards compatibility because wireless is a big service for us internally. I think it is for a lot of companies. But it would allow people to automatically start leveraging the newer, bigger, better, faster SSID that they were standing up.
Right. So you're in process of rolling out this new wireless network, essentially, right? Based on the technology from Aruba Networks, partner of Microsoft, right? That's the solution that Microsoft is implementing internally. How did you approach this project from inception through to development? Give us a sense for how you manage a project of this scope.
So it starts out with you have to get the right people in the right room. So it kind of started out as what really drove the request a lot was we had the product group coming to us saying, we want you to start using these newer wireless networking features. And my response to the product group was, that's great. I'm all for, you know, trying out new features and putting them through the paces before they get released to the public. But we don't necessarily own the wireless infrastructure. So it was more of a, let's get everybody together in the room and let's get somebody to come up with a project plan, which is what we had to start with, which was first we had to actually do this in a very small pilot approach,
sure.
Which was we literally just worked with a few people from the wireless networking or the networking team within IT to say, okay, let's validate and really put this through its paces to make sure that this works the way that the product group is telling us it works. Meaning if I take a Vista machine, I get the right settings applied from the policy. Or if I take an XP machine. So that's, we had to have the pilot. Then after we have the pilot, we have to start out with our first rollout, which was we made the decision to actually deploy to one of our larger domains because to really validate that this was working the way we needed it to, there's the infrastructure piece, which is the Active Directory and the group policy. But in a case like this, there's also the hardware piece. If the Aruba gear is not in place, if the new SSID isn't available, it's really not going to do you any good to have a policy that's telling clients, you know, go connect to this.
When it doesn't exist. Then.
Right, when it doesn't exist.
So you did a phased rollout and started with one of your larger domains.
Right. So we started here with our domain that we use for here locally in Redmond. And there was a lot of communication as far as we had to have a communication plan out to the help desk. We had troubleshooting guides in place. We had escalation plans and procedures in place. For, you know, here's what happens, here's our rollout plan, here are our escalation methods. We had it kind of all hands on deck.
Right.
The day that we made the change. And once we actually implemented the change, believe it or not, we had zero escalations.
Zero escalations.
We had no issues whatsoever. It was the smoothest large-scale deployment I've ever personally been involved in, where we literally, it was like nothing had happened, which is what you want.
Right, exactly. But it's just so stunning that that could happen.
Yeah. It really is. And what we noticed, so that was the first deployment. So then it was, okay, but let's wait. So we waited. We went kind of on a two-week time window where we waited for 2 weeks, and then we said, okay, here are the next list of domains that we're going to deploy to. So we would deploy to those domains, same procedures.
And were you following the deployment of the Aruba technology around?
Well, no. I mean, that's I'm not sure what the schedule is for that. I mean, that's a lot slower. I mean, obviously, you know, Active Directory is distributed, and once you have it deployed and your domain set up, you know, policy is very quick. That's one of the great advantages of group policy. But when you actually have to have people physically go install networking devices, that just takes a lot longer.
So you did this phased rollout.
That's correct.
Across Microsoft. What is there evidence that you can point me to say this was the benefit that we derived? The rollout went well.
Yep.
Zero escalations. But what's the return value to the company for having, executed this process?
Sure. So the return value we saw was, number one, was increased connectivity, increased security. And we can evidence that by shortly after the deployment in Redmond, which is where they expected to see the biggest benefit because that's where most of the actual physical networking infrastructure was in place. Shortly after the deployment, the networking team reported they'd already seen a 50% increase in clients actually associating with the new SSID.
Okay.
And as more time has gone on, and the reason they only saw a 50% increase is that it's literally they just don't have the physical infrastructure in place. But as they bring up more of the gear and upgrade the networks in some of these buildings around campus, more and more people see this and connect to it. And it's, like I said, it's just security. Better encryption, better authentication, and it's just a faster connection.
And that's a function of the hardware, right?
That's WAPS. All the physical. But you know,
the real key, the real takeaway in this is that with the new Windows Vista Wireless Group policy settings, I have more security options. I have support for the newest and latest encryption methodologies and authentication methodologies, and I know that my network is secure. More secure than it was when
more
I started.
More secure than it was when you started. Yes, that's true. Okay. Definitely more secure than it was when you started. And another thing that was a benefit for us is the roaming is pretty seamless. So now this is more of an advantage, I think, for Vista than it is for XP. But as an example, let's say you're in a building that doesn't have the new hardware and you use the profile that points you to the older SSID. You take that machine and you roam to a building that does have the newer SSID. You actually automatically connect and reassociate to that new SSID, and there's nothing that it's seamless to the client.
Can I ask, one of the configuration options that you pointed out as a strong suit is the ability to associate multiple encryption methodologies, right? Is there anything, and then of course if the client supports the highest, they take the highest and then so on down the ladder until they find one that they support. Suppose I come in with my old
boat anchor?
Yeah, my old boat anchor, exactly. You know, my old laptop that's still running and really all that this thing supports is static web, right? Now, we all know static web is a key that's easily cracked, right? I can get at it. Do you even support that methodology? Could I choose to support that methodology?
You can if you want to.
Okay.
You still have the option. So they didn't enforce any type of, you know, we're only going to allow you to configure, you know, this level and nothing lower. You can still go down to just open web if that's what you have to support, if that's what your infrastructure supports or that's just what you figure your client hardware is going to support. You can still do that. I mean, even if that's the only option you have, I still think there are benefits specifically for Vista because they put some other features in there that I haven't really touched on, but maybe to mention really quick. You can now block specific SSIDs.
Yeah.
So if you are concerned, and one of the big concerns, I think, for a lot of companies with wireless networks, for big corporations, is somebody spoofing your SSID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have an infrastructure network with a certain SSID name. Somebody takes their machine on the road, and all of a sudden somebody stands up an ad hoc network with the same SSID. You don't necessarily want them to be able to connect to that. And that is an option you have. You can block an ad hoc connection to specific SSIDs if you want. You can even block infrastructure SSID connections.
And can I enforce a policy whereby the clients only connect to a specific SSID?
You can if you want. Okay. You can lock it down to the extent where you can tell a client that this is the SSID you will connect to. You will not allow the client to configure their own connections. You can even block them out of connecting to ad hoc networks across the board if that's what you choose to do.
Okay.
You can be very granular. You can, you know, be as restrictive or as free as you want as far as what you'll let your clients do to configure.
Okay. So with Windows Vista, we've got new options for configuring our wireless settings that give us more security. Closing thoughts on that, because I want to touch on BitLocker before we close out. And when we're done with the BitLocker deployment, right, we'll come back and we'll do this again.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are, there's a lot of, that's a big, it's huge.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yes.
You know. So go ahead.
So to summarize.
Yes.
It was a project that went very well for us.
Is it done?
It's done.
Oh, it's done.
Oh, it's done.
Oh,
it's been, it's been done. For a couple of months now.
Okay.
What I can say, I guess the call out that is different because this is the number one thing I've seen that just consultants and customers seem to have issues with are the schema requirements.
Sorry, I was just going to say. So again, just like with the Vista Wireless Group policy settings, I've got to extend the Active Directory schema to support BitLocker, correct?
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So that,
and that's something that people are having trouble with.
Yeah, that is, well, I don't know about trouble, but it's just that a lot of people expect that, hey, I get Vista, I get these great new features in Vista, and then they go to use them, and then they get this weird error message. And it's like, well, there are schema requirements. So I guess the one thing that, for us, it wasn't an issue because, you know, we are in the process of developing and releasing Longhorn, so we were already making some of the required schema, extending the schema for our internal forests. But if so, if there's one thing I think that that's might be the biggest hurdle for people to use it is they may have to go to their whatever change management or release process they have at their company and say, you know, we're rolling out Vista. A lot of companies are going to roll out Vista long before they roll out Longhorn. And, you know, we have these new wireless group policy features we want to use. And everybody goes, yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Let's do it. And then the but is, but we have to put Longhorn-specific extensions in our 2003 schema. And that's where some people will balk.
Right. And I think, let me ask you, how much of that do you think is just a lack of familiarity with doing that kind of thing?
I think that could be part of it. And I think the schema, managing your schema and managing your schema extensions is something that you have to have a very well-defined process. I mean, we have one that we have that our team is actually responsible for. So, hey, maybe that's another later session is managing your schema.
All right. Brian Davies, I appreciate your time, sir. Great conversation around what our customers can look forward to. With Windows Vista and the wireless group policy settings.
So am I off the hook for BitLocker?
For now, anyway.
For now, anyway.
We'll talk about it some more, though, I think, because I think it's really fascinating technology, but we are out of time today.
Okay.
So, Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Had a great time.
And for TechNet Radio and How Microsoft Does IT, I am Michael Murphy.
Michael Murphy and Brian Davies on TechNet Radio. To visit the Microsoft IT Showcase homepage, go to Microsoft.com/TechNet/IT Showcase. And there you'll find best practices and experiences from Microsoft IT that give a unique inside view into how Microsoft plans for, deploys, and manages its own enterprise solutions. There's a TechNet webcast coming up in March I wanted to tell you about. It goes along with our conversation last week, and it's titled How Microsoft IT Optimizes Network Traffic with the Next Generation TCP/IP Stack. And that's level 300, and it's on Tuesday, March 13th at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Time. So join this webcast for more information on the new TCP/IP protocol suite known as the Next Generation TCP/IP Stack that's included in Vista and Longhorn. A complete redesign of TCP/IP functionality for both IPv4 and IPv6, this TCP/IP stack meets the connectivity and performance needs of varied networking environments and technologies. I put the link to that webcast up on our site, Microsoft.com/TNRadio. I do love feedback, you know I do, so shoot me an email at TNRadio@Microsoft.com and let me know what you think of our show. Or you can also call our listener line, and that number will appear at the end of the show. We always love to hear from you. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I look forward to next week. For Michael Murphy and How Microsoft Does IT on TechNet Radio, I'm Aurora Queen.
Have comments or want to request a story idea? Call us at 1-877-814-6506.